This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the most recent Small Business Optimism Index, and yes, there is such a thing, optimism among said small business owners is at its highest level since early 2007. As it happens, we've got a small business owner we talk to from time to time. Olala Njenga runs the Yellowwood Group. That's a strategic marketing firm out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Olala, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me back, Kai. I appreciate it.
First thing I want to do is get a sense of ground truth from you. Last time we spoke, you were in a good mood. You said things were looking up and that you were confident in the American recovery. Are you still there?
I'm still there. Q3 is normally a little crazy for us. That's the nature of our business. But I believe that small business in general, the optimism is really kind of through the roof going into 2015. My colleagues are feeling it. My clients are feeling it. So I would say that the notions that I made to you a few months ago are still very much true.
Let me ask then the flip side of that coin, which is what do you think might make, I don't know, near term 2015, say the first two quarters, not work out so well? I mean, what's the boogeyman under your bed?
Well, just by the nature of what we do, I constantly have to look at things that are impacting the industries for our clients. And so things like not getting some firm decision from the SEC on crowdfunding, that's something that's definitely kind of keeping me up at night. Tax reform is always going to keep me up because you and I have had more than enough conversations around my feelings about taxes. Yeah. So that kind of keeps me up.
When you go to the monthly meetings of the Small Business Chamber of Commerce in town, what are your fellow small business people saying? Are they all as optimistic as you are? Because in all honesty, you sound way upbeat. And you and I have had enough conversations over the years for me to be able to remark on this. Because sometimes you're down and sometimes you're up, and you're clearly way up.
I'm clearly way up. And I think I've been very frank with you. You know, when things are good, things are good. When they're not good, you know, I think I've been very, very effaced about sharing that with you. There is what I like to call guarded optimism. One of the things that bothers some of my small business colleagues is access to capitalization. I think the shift for them has been they were looking at borrowing money to keep the doors open, just to kind of keep the wolves off the door. Right. And now they're really looking at capitalization toward true growth, expanding capacity, capabilities, expanding their reach and their presence in the marketplace. And that has been a huge shift in the dialogue, not looking to just fund today's fires, but looking for talent that can help them solve tomorrow's challenges, looking for capital that can help them grow till tomorrow. So a lot of that conversation is much more forward focused. Yeah. And that is very exciting to me. So that's what I'm using as the basis for optimism.
Give me your long-term strategic outlook for your slice of the American economy, 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years. You know, I'm hoping to have my slice in Costa Rica. I don't know about any other small business owners.
Olala Njenga, she runs the Yellowwood Group out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a strategic marketing and consulting firm there. Olala, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kai. Have a great one.